When I was praying this morning and getting prepared for today, I was saying, Lord, what do you want me to talk about when I get up there? And he just wasn't giving me anything. And then when we were doing praise and worship, it really came strong on me that even when you're going through something, even when you're dealing with something, even when you're battling feelings, to get into praise. Because when you're praising and worshiping God, it shines a light that the darkness can't come into. The light is the absence of darkness. Do you know that when there's a candle lit, the match will have a shadow, but the candle, the flame won't, because it is light. And you can't have darkness that comes in and takes over the light. If there's light there, the light wins out over the darkness. And when you're going through something, when you're being pressed, when you have these feelings, when you have this stuff that you're going through, get into the Word and sing and praise and make it so that Jesus is your best friend. When we were up here worshiping, these two little girls, I love these girls so much. Hannah runs. And Khaleesi follows her, and as she's running, she looks up at me and says, that's my best friend! We need to be like that with Jesus. That's my best friend. That's my best friend. Do you know what this person has got me through? I've been in the dumps. I've been in the dirt. I've been in the muck. But Jesus is my best friend, and he was standing there with me, and he was saying, don't give up yet. I've got you. Thank you, Lord. You are not alone in whatever you're going through. You are not by yourself. He is with you. All you have to do is say, I need you. I need you. And he'll say, I got you. I got you. We're going to get through this together. The things that you have, that have been taken from you in my name, I'm going to give back to you 100-fold. Some people are in the season of things being taken, and some people are being in the season of things being given back. And I feel like God is saying we're coming towards a season of full redemption. Amen. Full reconciliation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It says in His Word that what you give will be given back to you, pressed down, shaken, and running over. And He wasn't just talking about money. He was talking about money, but He was also talking about friendship, about love, about prayer. About, I know that there are some people in here that would not be here if it weren't for prayers of other people. Who are you praying for? Don't give up. Don't stop. Get in there. Keep praying. Keep praying them into the presence of the Lord. Don't give up. Keep it up. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. What seeds are you sowing? What do you have need of in your life? Sow those seeds. You can't see sows of... I can speak English, you guys, I promise. Sow seeds of strife if you want peace in your life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Let's do our verse. Do any kids or youth want to read? Anybody? 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 He's passing them out. I thought he was coming up to read. No? All right, I'll do it. If we could put up the verse. This is such a good one. Oh my gosh, you guys, if we really get a hold of this, this is such a good one. Whew, we got it. Does anybody need one of these? Raise your hand. Liam's got some to pass out. We don't have a ton of them right now, but I just ordered more this morning, so we'll get more in. So, all right, are we ready? Trust in the Lord completely and do not rely on your own opinions. With all your heart, rely on Him to guide you, and He will lead you in every decision you make. Become intimate with Him in whatever you do, and He will lead you wherever you go. Isn't that so good? Isn't that so good? Whew. God is good. I'm telling you what. Let's pray over the offering. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for today. We thank you for your presence, Father. We thank you that you are the supplier of the needs of this church and of the people in this church. Lord, you know what our needs are. You know what our financial position is. You know what we're trying to do. You know what our goals are for your kingdom. You know what our needs are, Lord. And we aren't looking to anybody or anything else to provide for us, Father. We're looking to you. And we are praying that if it's your will to put it on the hearts of people to give, to help supply those needs, then you do that, because it's not our job. It's yours. Lord, we thank you for your provision, for your abundant supply. Your abundant supply. Your abundant supply. Your abundant supply, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your presence in this place, Father. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that has come and settled in us that have asked for you to live with us, Father. We thank you for this man who gets up and teaches and prepares and gets in the Word and is ready for us to speak your words, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for everything that you're doing in this place and through this place. Your holy name we pray. Amen. They're going to come up and take up the offering, but just to let you guys know, there is another option. It's the text to give option. Pretty soon it's all going to be in the mobile app, which is the reason we don't have it yet, the mobile app, because it was supposed to be out like last week, is because there was a form and I sent it 2 months ago, but I got an email last week saying, hey, we're just waiting on this form. And I was like, I sent it 2 months ago. And they're like, oh, my bad. So it's a little delayed, but it's still coming. But there is still the text to give option, and it's super easy. You get out your phone. You text the number 77977. That's the number you text it to. And you text the words Fresh Hope. And it'll send you a link, and it's super easy and awesome and wonderful. There's the option to do reoccurring giving, all different kinds of things. But that's no pressure. I'm just letting you know there's an option. I also want to let you guys know, Building Fund. We are at 27,500 and some smaller numbers that I can't remember off the top of my head. Isn't that exciting? That's so exciting. We are so close to 30,000. We are so close to a third of the way. Hi, baby girls. I love these kids. Can you talk? What are you going to say?
Can you say praise Jesus?
Praise Jesus.
Good job. High five. I just love these girls. So we started doing home groups. Has anyone here been able to lead or attend a home group so far? Raise a hand. Raise a hand high. Okay. Would any of those that raise their hands be willing to talk about it for a minute? Raise your hand again. Come on up, Marilyn. I did. I said, I'm going to ask for volunteers, and I'm voluntelling.
We just really had a wonderful time. I think everyone who attended, we met on Thursday evening. Everybody who attended, I think, really was blessed. I was. Yeah, I was really blessed. And I think everybody felt comfortable and free to share, and we just drew closer and came to a great understanding of each other. I mean, you know, it was refreshing. It was good.
Was it hard to follow along?
No, it's easy. As a matter of fact, I couldn't get it to work on my TV, so we all just looked at our phones. It works.
So we've designed it so that it's so easy and it takes all of the guesswork out of it. So you can go onto our website and there's links. If you don't have the printed out version of it, you can click it and print it out yourself. And then there's also links to the videos too in case you can't. I'm not understanding your sign language. Okay. Okay, little kids, get out. Big kids, stay. Little kids, go. All right. I didn't understand. So anyway, home groups are awesome. They are so much fun. They are so easy. And everything that I've heard, all the feedback that I've heard is that people are getting a lot out of them. We have a few packets left in the back. But there's also, like I said, the online version where you can just print it out and go. There's follow along. There's step-by-step instructions. It's so easy. So I'm going to stop talking and let Pastor get up here.
Don't shut that off.
Not shutting it off. Youth group. Let's go.
I didn't shut it off. I'm going to mute it.
Come on, God is good, isn't he? Ken, come on up. Ken wanted to share a testimony.
Thank you. Well, I need to start off by saying, isn't our worship team awesome? And I don't know if you guys have been experiencing this, but when we've been getting into this deep worship, I swear it sounds like there's an entire choir back there singing along with us, you know, and it's just so awesome. But anyways, the testimony is there's this guy that comes to our work, and he works. He picks up the trash, so he comes 3 times a week. He's a believer, and we've been talking for quite some time. Well, about a year and a half ago, or a little bit more, his wife tripped and fell and broke a bone, and she's had medical problems in the past. But it just kept growing on her and growing on her. Next thing you know, she's in the hospital with life-threatening things, and the doctors could not stop anything that was happening to her. Every treatment that they tried was not working. And so he said that I asked him how his wife was doing one day, and he said, well, you know, not so good, you know. And I said, well, I'll pray for her. And he goes, well, thank you. And he said, so many people are praying for her to try to pull her out of this. Well, things went worse before they got better. So basically she died and then came back and healed to the point where even the doctors were saying, I don't know what to tell you. It was nothing that we did. It must be a miracle. And we're like, yeah. Yes, Jesus, the power of prayer. Yes. So, you know, I mean, talking about turning things that were meant for evil for good, I mean, glory to God, glory to God. So everything was doing great. Well, he comes to me last week, and he said, he was driving by, and he stopped, and he goes, I had to come and talk to you because you're a believer, and I knew that you would give the glory to God. He goes, I wanted to tell you that I'm taking a couple of days off, and me and my wife are going out, and we're celebrating her death. And her death was officially yesterday or today. And he goes, and tomorrow we're celebrating her birth. And I said, glory to God. And he said, yeah, isn't that awesome? So not only is that a total victory, but it made me feel so good. He's come up to me and he said, I'm telling you this because, he goes, I know that you're a believer, and I know that you give the glory to God. And I said, yes, I do. The glory is all God's. And so isn't that so cool?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So, as all of y'all know, there's been a lot going on. Had court on Friday for Hannah. As of right now, I get Hannah overnight till Monday morning. Amen. And then I get her Wednesday and Friday. And it looks like it might be getting better and better as we go. But I just want to say God does work because yes. Yes. Everything that's been going through, there looked like there was no way in heck I was going to be able to see my kid again. And on a miracle, something happened great. So amen. I just want to say thank you guys for praying and helping out.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Marvin, come on up. Here. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Marvin. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I didn't know it was going to fall on a Sunday today, but thank God. I just wanted to share something with down at the job that I just thank God for. You know, I've been with the same company 32 years, and, you know, I went into my supervisor's office, and he was just sort of talking to me, and I give God all the glory, gave God the glory for it then. He said, Marvin, he said, do you know, he says, that just about everybody around here looks up to you. And he said, especially Mark. And Mark is a person that always comes to me about the Bible. And, you know, I'm always talking about the Bible. You know, I talk about it. I open up the scripture. I present things. I teach things down there. And I was really wondering if it was really making a difference. But it did. And then after he got done with that, he said, you know, he says, Marvin, this is my supervisor. He says, I've always had a lot of respect for you. And I just thank and praise God for that because I'm in a position where I'm able to talk to anybody on my shift about God. I'm able to play Christian music. You know, I'm able to read the Bible. And I just thank God for that. And I thank God that it is making a difference. I mean, when it didn't look like it, I get that from the supervisor. And I give God the glory and honor for that because that's such an honor. You know, just wanted to share that. Amen.
Now, most of you know, but he works for King County.
Oh, yeah. They gave me a party Friday.
Woo! Glory to God. Isn't that awesome? So, did you know that our president just signed something that said, yeah, prayer's allowed in school? Yeah. Come on. How dumb was that? Come on. That's awesome. Hallelujah. Adrian.
Say a testimony. A couple weeks I was struggling at school and I was having conflict with some girls. They're kind of competitive, but anyway, I just wanted to praise and give God the glory for always being there for me. Amen. Especially in hard times, because I felt like I wanted to run the other way, but God told me just stay put. Amen. I'll make a way for you to succeed. And everything's going good. He got me in a good spot, and I just want to give him the glory for that. And one more thing. I had it in my mind, but I wasn't getting along with people, but now I feel I'm at peace with people now. Amen. And it just... any negative stuff, it just rolls off my back. It's awesome.
That's awesome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sure, come on up.
Hi. Glenda's been going through a lot this past week with her fibromyalgia, which had been more or less in kind of remission for several decades. Came back like thunder last week, and her body was aching in every form, every place, and all that. But through the prayers of Pastor and and others that have known about it. This morning she woke up, she said, I heard a little bit, but not as much. Amen. You know, and her legs were a little wobbly, but, you know, as day went on, she's getting more strength in them. And I just want to give God the glory that He is faithful in all things.
Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else?
Well, most of you know I have a lot of children. But my last one, the one in the before last, his name is James, and he has been a real struggle. He went to court on Thursday. He's had custody of his children for 6 months. He went into court, and he got full custody of them. Yes. And when he called me to tell me, I says, what do you think caused that? He says, because I've been doing what I'm supposed to be doing, because I don't mess around with stuff I'm not supposed to, because I'm doing the right things. And I said, and who do you think helped you do that? I don't know. And I says, God did. I said, I've had everybody praying for you. He says, oh, Mom, are we going there? And I says, yeah, and you better stay there.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, God is good.
All the time.
It's so funny because, you know, when he first got the kids and was full time and he was working and have to come home and take care of the kids, he says to his mom, he says, Mom, this is really hard. You don't understand. I've got to get up. I've got to go to work. I come home. I got to take care of the kids. And she just laughed. Really? Sorry. Really? I don't understand. You don't whine to me, boy. Put on your big boy pants and get going. Amen. Come on. God is good. You know God is for you. Hallelujah. How many have had struggles in your life? Amen. 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 So we're all in the same boat, right? Amen. Right? Amen. 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 I don't want to embarrass her, but somebody else's birthday today. So it's Jessie's birthday. She's right over there. But don't look at her. Don't look at her. Don't look at her. We're just going to sing to her. Okay? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesse. Happy birthday to you. We love you, honey. We love you. We love you. Amen. We embarrass everybody that way. So it's all good. If you got your Bibles, turn them to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. I don't know if you know who this is, but this is really kind of funny. But there's a prophet named Bob Jones. He's with the Lord right now.
Yeah.
But he said, and this is really goofy, but he said when Kansas City wins the Super Bowl,
yep,
that will be the mark of the revival that's coming. I just think we're in it. I just think we're in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's right now. Right now. Amen. Right now. Yeah, right. Absolutely. Even this morning, right? Come on. Come on. Even this morning. Glory to God. Yeah. I mean, we might have resistance, but who cares, right? Glory to God. Exodus chapter 3, and look at verse 10. You know this story, but listen to what I believe the Spirit of God is saying. Exodus 3, verse 10, it says, come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh. And this is God talking to Moses. that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that you should go to Pharaoh, that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? So he said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. And then Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. I am has sent me. It's kind of not I was, not I will be, but I am. I am. Now, this is really important for us because we, and I'm going to get ahead of myself a little bit, we begin to describe ourselves in the light of our problems rather than in the light of who's with us. I'm depressed. Nobody likes me. Right? Come on. Everybody treats me badly. I've got this limitation and this limitation and this limitation and this limitation. Right? And like, again, Moses, he's talking to God. He said, God, who am I? Are they going to listen to me? He said, you got your focus on the wrong place. I am. I am the I am. And this means the all-sufficient one, the one who is more than enough. Right? We have to begin to look at ourselves differently. Because I am is with me. I can do all things because I'm in Christ Jesus. Right? Nothing's impossible to me because I believe in him. Now, again, I'd like to tell you that, man, I just began to quote those, and I never had another problem in my whole life. I believe this, that God wants to strengthen us to take us to different levels, right, so that we can conquer different devils, right, so that we can be more of a blessing to the people that are around us, right? Amen. Come on. And we have to get in the I am mindset.
Yes.
Right? When I go to minister, and when I say minister, I'm not talking about preaching. I'm talking about being a blessing to somebody. Yeah. The I am has sent me. Right. and if the I am has sent me, then he's with me. Amen. And what's your problem? He's the one that will part the Red Sea. Come on. He's the one that will heal the leopard. He's the one that will set the captives free. He's the one who came to heal the brokenhearted, right? Yes. But we have to see not ourselves with our broken heart. We have to see ourselves as completed in him. Yeah. But I'm telling you that what you're saying about yourself is so important, not only to where you are, but where you're headed.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If you continue to tell yourself that you're limited because of your circumstances, then you'll never get to the destination that God wants you to go to.
That's right.
If Moses would have said, well, I get it, you're the I am and all of that, but man, I'm not going. Because I know who I am. God would have had to send somebody else. Right? But what I'm telling you today is that God wants you to know who you are. You know, it's really interesting. And we look at the life of Jesus. We go, yeah, that's Jesus. But do you know that when Jesus was on the earth, he operated as a human being?
Yes.
Who was filled with the Spirit of God? Now, he had the Spirit without measure, the Bible says. But it's really interesting to me that he is the second person in the Godhead, But when he was baptized by John, the Holy Spirit came upon him in the form of a dove. And I think that was to signify that he is our example, right? And we're supposed to walk in the light of what he's produced in our lives. Now, I don't want to paint a picture where, again, your life is just going to be easy without any problems, but I want you to begin to go through your problems in a different way. I want you to begin to see yourself different in the midst of your problems. I want you to begin to see yourself with God square right in the middle of it. You know, and while we were worshiping and while Donnie was speaking up here and talking about God is our supply, I'm sitting with my eyes closed and I see this C-130 jet. You know what that is? Big, huge jet, and the mouth of it comes open, and the tail goes down, and all of that, and they drive tanks in there. Not just one, several tanks, jeeps, everything. So when that thing opens up, the supply is huge. What it can carry is incredible, right? God's not in a little Cessna bringing you what he can. He's in a C-130.
Oh, amen.
With your name on it. Come on, come on. But we have to begin to see ourselves that way. And I'm honest with God. I said, God, I know that you can do all things. And I know there's so much more that you want to do. And I know the supply is much greater than I can even see. But I'm limited by my view of myself. I need you to show me you in me. I don't know if that makes sense. But I want the I am, a revelation of that on the inside of me, so that when I'm facing lack, when I'm facing health problems, when I'm facing that, I don't see myself as just by myself. I begin to see myself in him. Right? And Jesus, he was filled with the Spirit of God, but he was operating in a man, as a man. Now, when Jesus was on the earth, he didn't have any trouble, did he? Everybody liked him. He got along with everybody, right? He, you know, but he didn't let what others thought of him determine who he was. But he spoke to them about who he was. I've got many verses down here, but let's start out in John chapter 10. John chapter 10. Glory to God. He is so good. You know that this was written 2,000 years ago, right? But it still applies to you and me today. But only if we're coming at it by faith. What do I mean by that? I mean that we have to believe that the same God who is written on the pages of this book is with us. Amen? Look at verse 1. This is red letter in my Bible, which means Jesus said it. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter by the sheepfold, enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up another way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. And to him the doorkeeper opens, the sheep hear his voice, and he calls on his sheep by name, and he leads them out. And when he brings them out, his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. So he's going to answer it. Then Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. Right? I'm the door of the sheep. I am. I am. I am. Jesus is speaking to others about who he is. Who are you? Come on. Who are you today? Right? Are you a sheep? Then your voice should be, I know his voice. Even though circumstances and pressure around you is going, boy, I don't know if I hear from God anymore or not. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Why? Because you're a sheep. And if you're a sheep, you know his voice. So I need to begin to say that I know his voice. Come on. I can hear from God. Yeah, but I've never heard from God. I don't you have, but you just don't recognize it. And when we're talking about his voice, I just want to get this out there, that most of the time we're not talking about you hear this audible voice with a heavenly choir behind it. It's usually thoughts that come from your heart up to your mind. Right? And I'll tell you, he is always leading you in the light of I am with you. He's never bringing you confusion. He's never bringing you doubt. He's never agreeing with your pity party. He's never agreeing with you feeling sorry for yourself. He's never agreeing with how bad you have it. He's never agreeing with your picture of how everybody else treats you badly. His voice is saying, I'm with you. I'm with you. If you've come to me and you've entered into the sheepfold by the door that is me, then I'm with you. Come on, come on, come on. Just think about that for a minute. I don't care what you're going through, and I know we all got stuff, right? Everybody say, I got stuff. Your stuff isn't greater than the one that's in you. Come on. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And again, we've got to begin to look at our lives from an eternal perspective rather than... just yesterday, there was a good friend of mine. I know the whole family, so especially two of the sisters. Their mom passed away, right? But she was a believer. And, you know, condolences and whatever. But I said, I'm sorry for your loss, but she's finally home. Well, when you look at life that way, it's like, who cares? Right? I mean, God's going to lead me through to victory, but the ultimate victory is that I'm going to be with him forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. I mean, I've already been raised from the dead. Do you understand that? I've already been raised from the dead, because when I gave my life to Christ, I was dead and without God, but he's put his life on the inside of me, and I'm now living my life for him. I was crucified with Christ. Glory to God. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but him lives in me. Now let's go on. Verse 8. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go up in and out and find pasture. There's so much here. The I am is with me. You know, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Not, well, the Lord's my shepherd, but you know, life is hard. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not minimizing what you go through, but I'm telling you there's a different perspective if you'll begin to look at it and begin to declare in the midst of what you're going through who you are, come on, and who's with you. Yes. God said, I am. Jesus is saying, I am. Verse 10, it says, the thief does not come except to steal, to kill and destroy. I have come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. So today, and God did this with me years ago, there's a dividing line. Anything that's killing, stealing, or defiling is of the enemy. That's on that side. But on this side is life and life more abundantly. And the doorway into that is Jesus. When you accepted Jesus, you went from this to this. But he says that you can go in and out. And oftentimes what we do is, yeah, bless God, I'm saved. Hallelujah, glory to God, I've been in his presence. But then we go back over here and say, well, you know, life happens. I got in a wreck yesterday. This happened. And I don't know where God was. Listen, you got to get your tongue right. You got to get your, the I am is with me. The I am is in me. I am with him and he is with me. I know his voice and I love the 23rd Psalm, and you've heard me say this before, but it's so cool because in the midst of your struggles, in the midst of what you're going through, God's not going to come and say, well, let me get you completely out of that so you don't have any more trouble. Here's what he does. Here's what he does. He says, come here. You got all this stuff going on around you, but come here. I put a table in here. I want you to sit down with me. Come on. Come on. I want you to sit down with me because I got a meal for you. And you know what that meal is? It's the communion table.
Yep. Come on.
It's the table of his covenant. Come on. His blood has made me pure before him. Come on. His blood has forgiven my sin, but not just that. It's cleansed me from all unrighteousness. Right? The great I am, the one who said, come on, in John chapter 14, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. Jesus began to declare who he was, not for his own ears, but so that you and I would know who he is to us today. Come on, who are you? I am who God said that I am. And I have to see my life as if Jesus was really with me. Because he is. I said, because he is. But here's what happened. The enemy said, oh, you know what they said about you? I just want to tell you, you didn't deserve that. I just want to tell you, you know, everybody's against you. You try to help everybody out, and you just get beat up all the time. Right? And you really, I mean, if God was here, you know, he'd come down and pet you and just tell you how, you know, bad he feels for you. No, he wouldn't.
Amen.
No, he would not. He would say, do you know what I've done for you? Why are you listening to them instead of to me? Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we'll wrap this up maybe. You all know that Paul was a great apostle, right? I mean, he wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. He had missionary journeys all over, saw people saved, delivered, healed. I mean, can you tell me and agree with me that Jesus was with Paul? The Holy Spirit was with Paul. Is that right?
Amen.
Come on. So he was a man of God, so he didn't have any trouble. Right? He had a whole bunch of trouble. I got troubles, whoa. No, you know, that's where we leave the song, right? But listen to how Paul went about it. See, we're not denying that we have struggles. Verse 10 says this. Well, no, let's I can't start there. Verse 7, it says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. He said, look at man, on the inside of me, because Jesus is Lord and Savior, and because Jesus has come to make his abode in me, in this vessel, come on, there's earthen treasures. Come on, there's treasure. That the excellency of the power of God may be of God and not of us. In other words, my life is hidden in you, God, and I'm walking my life out in you, and everything that happens, I have to give you the glory, as Ken was talking about earlier. Come on, that's so good. We are hard-pressed. Now listen to him. We are hard-pressed on every side. I don't know why we're doing this. God doesn't like us anymore. You know, we're hard-pressed, and you know, this is just... No, listen to his... He says this, we're hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We're perplexed. We don't know what the answer is going to be tomorrow. Come on, we're perplexed, but we're not in despair. All right? We're persecuted, but we're not forsaken. See, the enemy wants you to stay in persecution. Today, right now, today. You know, I've got trouble, man. This is happening, this is happening, this is happening. I don't care what's happening in your body. I don't care what's happening around you, right? Your perspective needs to be that I'm not in despair. Yeah. Come on, how can I be in despair if God is with me? Are you listening to me? So I can't go around continually talking about, I'm in persecution. I'm in persecution. I'm in conflict. Well, so is everybody. Get over that. Right? Come on, get over that. Put on your big boy pants and stand up and get to business. Well, thank you for your enthusiasm. Look at, I'm persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed. I'm always carrying about in my body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. I'm going through stuff, but Jesus is in me. Yes. Look at, and the stuff that I'm going through, I'm going to glorify God in it. Yes. Because when God is glorified in it, then I can be an example of what God can do. He said this statement, he said, man, I am the least of any disciple that you've ever known. My path is I persecuted the church. I don't deserve anything that God is doing with me. But I want to tell you that God is for me. He's given me this ministry. He's graced me with the ability to do what he wants me to do. Yeah. Come on. We've got to quit being, look at it. I'm persecuted, but I'm not forsaken. I'm struck down, but I'm not destroyed. Why? Because God is with me. The I am is with me. Who am I? Who are you? Are you a child of God? Then depression should be gone, but it's not going to be gone until you push it away. How do you push it away? Praise the Lord. He can work for those who praise him. Praise the Lord. For our God inhabits praise. For the chains that seem to bind you, also only to remind you that they drop powerless behind you when you praise him. When you praise him, when you praise him, praise the Lord. Come on. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our praise. But we got to get out of the one side and put the
caveat on it. This might be happening, but this is who I am. Right? I might be going through this. I might have struggle because I had an infection and I was in the hospital for months and my body is not reacting right. But God is with me. God is for me. I may not be where I am eventually, but God is with me right now. And listen, even if my body is not acting completely healed, I can still worship in a body. Come on. I can still pray in a because this body is just a temporary house anyway. Right? Come on. Come on. Come on. See, I believe this. I believe what I'm saying to you. I believe, but what I hear coming out of most people's mouth is how terrible things are. And they're going to remain terrible until you get a perspective that it might not look good, it might not be the best and the most comfortable thing, but God is with me. And God can use me in the midst of this ghetto, in the midst of this oppression, in the midst of this, because God is for me. Come on, come on. Now listen to this. Woo! Verse 11. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake. Oh, glory to God. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
Isn't that exciting? Come on. Come on. Come on. What does that mean? That means the reality of a born-again Christian is that we've died to ourselves. Can I just step on your toes?
Sure.
Well, I'm going to anyway. Well, you know, my reputation, you know, they're coming against me. They're slandering me. They're you know, they've disrespected me. Listen, let me ask you a question. Are you dead or not? If you're dead, then you don't have a reputation. Right? If you've been honored by God, you don't need to be honored by somebody else. I'm so misunderstood. Not by God. Right? Come on, come on. I was talking with a friend of mine just the other day, and he has an adult daughter, and they butt heads all the time. And he said, she dishonored me. And I didn't have to say, I was thinking, but I didn't have to say it. He said, wait a minute. He's a Christian. I don't need to be honored. Because I'm dead. I don't need her to honor me. Should she? Yes. Do I need it? No. Because God has honored me. I'm trying to talk you out of this and into a life that's different. Dead men walking. Because that's when the power of God will be displayed in you and through you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Listen, you know, I'll break this down, then we'll finish. But you know the only thing that really matters in this life is your relationship with God. And that relationship influencing others. That's it. So God, I've got friends. I've got family that if they died today, they'd be in hell.
Amen.
I do. And my heart isn't breaking enough of that because I'm worried about me more than I am them. Are you listening to what I'm saying? It's like, God, I need to get back to the place where I'm dead to me, but I'm alive to you. Because you living in me and through me is what the world needs. Right? Let's quit fighting with those that are of the world. You know what sinners do? Sin. And the Bible already says that it's going to get worse.
Amen.
So quit worrying about that. And say, God, just use me to touch them. Let your power be displayed through me. Let's go on. Woo! Glory to God. Since verse 12, so then death is working in us, but life in you. That's what we want.
Holy.
And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak. What are you speaking? What are you speaking? I'll just tell you right now, you're speaking what you believe. Whether it's in line with the Word of God or whether it's not in line with the Word of God, you're speaking what you believe. Come on. Everybody hates me. Everybody. I mean, I see posts on Facebook that I just go, even if it feels like that, I would never let that come out of my lips, and I would never put that on Facebook. Amen. Because that's not who I am. I'm not desperate. I'm not lonely. I'm not defeated. I'm not rejected. Right. Come on. I'm not a victim. I am not a victim.
I am a victor.
I am not a victim because I'm in Christ and He's made me more than a conqueror. So I need to begin to believe that and begin to speak that rather than speaking what I believe about myself that is a lie according to the Word. So who am I? I'm exactly who He says I am. And everything that He did, He did as an example for me to follow. Now listen, this is going to be wild, but just listen to me. He said that the death is working in me, that His life might be working in me. Did you know that Jesus working in you and through you, you become the way, the truth, and the life. Come on. I'm not powerless. I'm not helpless. I'm not defeated. I'm not confused because the greater one is on the inside of me. Come on. Come on. Who am I? I'm exactly who He said I am. Right? I am more than a conqueror. He supplies all of my needs. Glory to God. I'm not cast down. I'm not rejected, but I'm accepted. I'm not hated, but I'm beloved. Come on. I'm not, outside of God. He's adopted me to Himself. I'm a child of the Most High God. I thank You, Lord, for who You made me to be. The great I Am came to visit me in the form of the Holy Spirit and drew me to Himself. And the Holy Spirit gave me the Word that I could stand on and believe that Jesus is Lord and that God has raised Him from the dead. And the moment that I did that from my heart and said it with my mouth, I became a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He's made unto me all wisdom, all peace, all sanctification. He's made unto me a way in the desert. He's made me to be more than a conqueror. And if God be for me, who can be against me? And no one, nothing can separate me from the love of the great I Am, because the great I Am came to me through the Lord Jesus Christ. And I am who He says I am. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. And that's who you are, but you have to live it out and not allow the enemy to tell you who you are by whispering lies from the past. But you got to stand up to the lies with the Word. Amen. You get something this morning? Come on. Yeah. Yeah.
Raise the standard. God's telling every one of us, raise the standard.
Yeah.
This standard may seem high, but we are in Jesus, and Jesus is in us.
Amen.
You heard Pastor just say, I am. Wow. I am as
yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
So we are.
Amen.
Our standard, it doesn't matter our standard. Your standard is high at work, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
man.
It changes you. You look different. right?
Yeah.
What happens? We raise our standard.
Come on.
To a new level.
Yeah.
Okay, this isn't good enough anymore for me. Let's raise my standard.
Come on.
To see if there's a seed.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
About life and life abundance.
Woo! Come on.
I'm this. Or I'm that. And, oh, I fell down. No, it's like in my depth, I can look to you, Father. Yeah. And I know my standard is your standard, which is endless and boundless.
Come on.
All creation lives to.
Woo.
All creation lives to a standard of its best life. Every animal, every bug, everything lives to a standard to live its best. Strives for it and then dies. And man has a gift called free will. But man's the only thing that God created that only lives so far or so high.
Amen.
So let's raise our standards.
Amen.
Break the boundaries.
Amen.
Somewhere along the line, we place ourselves in a box and we place God in a box. And he's the one breaking us out.
Come on.
He's saying, come to
come on.
Come. Raise your standard. Watch.
Come on. 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 Amen. 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 Every. I don't care who you are this morning. Every one of us have lived below the standard that he has set for us. Come on, every one of us. Every one of us. Because there's more.
Yes.
You're gonna see more throughout eternity. Woo, glory to God. But today I want you to go from here saying, God, I am who you say I am. And I refuse to listen to what the enemy or my circumstances are saying about me. Put a guard on my mouth, Lord. Come on. Let me only speak what you want me to say. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word today. And I thank you for putting it in our hearts. I thank you, Lord, for changing us. I thank you for rearranging us, God. And Lord, we need to be expanded in our hearts where you're concerned, because our limitations are affecting others. And God, we want you to be glorified in anything, Lord, but we want to see more so that, God, more people can be blessed, and we want you to get all of the glory. But we ask you today, Father, Lord, there's people in our church that are suffering from physical things. You're the healer. We're just declaring you're the healer. You're the conqueror, God. You're the deliverer, Lord. And we ask you, Father, that you would deliver them from their oppression in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you again for your word. And we are who you said that we are. And God, we just give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Now listen, if you want to raise the standard, if you want to go higher, you might be hearing you say, listen, I've never really made Jesus the Lord of my life. With every head bowed, every eye closed, I want to just say this, that Jesus is not the Lord of your life because your parents have taken you to church. Jesus is not the Lord of your life because, you know, you've read your Bible once or twice. Jesus only becomes the Lord of your life when from your heart you decide that you have sinned and that you need a Savior, and that Jesus is that Savior. So from your heart you have to say, Lord, I leave myself behind and I ask you to be Lord of my life. I believe in my heart, so I'm going to say with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and that God has raised him from the dead. Access in to the sheepfold is through that door. So if you're here this morning and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, today's your day. You don't have to. He won't make you do it. It has to be a decision of your will. But I would ask you to make it with an all-in heart. I'm choosing to serve Jesus with all my heart. If you're here today, you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, just raise your hand right now so I can pray with you. Anybody? Anybody? Come on. Well, maybe you're here. I think we're all here. And Lord, I've heard you speak to me today. And I want to raise the standard. Come on, I want to raise the standard. Is anybody in that condition today? Just raise your hand. Come on, that's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. Hallelujah. Well, if the worship team would come up, I'm going to pray with you right now while they're coming. But I believe God has done something in you. As you leave this place, never return to where you were before you came in.